Updating RDN News, I'm Steve Ray. Good afternoon. Some of the items making top headlines. The Mike Duffy trial will continue in Ottawa, but not until November 18th. The recess was enacted yesterday. It may come as a welcome break for Conservative MPs trying to get re-elected to Parliament. Major media outlets say that revelations from the trial have damaged the reputation of the Tory party. Frustrated with the prospect of a very long delay, drivers on the Trans-Canada west of Calgary Monday decided to take a shortcut home by using a First Nations road. The highway was closed as a result of a tragic accident. Residents of the First Nation had no problem with the idea as long as drivers paid a $20 toll. The RCMP and the province say the road is private property, so anyone driving on it has to abide by the rules set down by the First Nation administration. The Royal Bank says third quarter income has risen by 4%. It's up to $2.475 billion. Unfortunately, it's not the first time this type of tragedy has occurred in a Canadian home. Playing with a firearm has resulted in the death of a 10-year-old boy in Grand Cache, Alberta. It was a younger child that discharged the weapon. No one under the age of 11 can be charged with a criminal offense in Canada. That does not exonerate adults in the home. RCMP officials say their investigation is continuing. In international headlines, BBC tells us a brand new study is suggesting people that are prone to low vitamin D levels are at an increased risk of developing multiple sclerosis. The findings are based on the DNA profiles of thousands of people. Her photograph became one of the enduring images we saw following the 9/11 attacks in New York City. Known as the Dust Lady, Marcy Borders was covered head to toe in powdered debris. That was from the devastating plane crashes into the World Trade Center. The mother of two died this week. Marcy had been suffering with stomach cancer. She was 42 years of age. Thanks for joining us today for RDN News. I'm Steve Ray.